Good to see all y'all smiling faces this morning. Amen. Thank you. It's good to be seen. Me and Pastor Chelsea obviously made it back alive, so that's good. Amen. She drove a fifth wheel with a trailer on the back of it for the first time. I'm glad I'm alive. I'm glad. That's good. Going through Mexico, through Albuquerque, it was exciting. Only woke up every 5 minutes. No problem, you know. Every time we'd hit a bump, I'd just come wide awake. And she's like, it's fine. I don't know. You never drove something like this. I'm not sure. Just making sure we're alive. But we made it. Amen. Go ahead and turn over to Matthew 4, please. Amen. Amen. Did we tell y'all what the word was for 2022? Nope. Oh, you want to tell them real fast? Okay. I just thought about that. Sorry. I apologize. Brother Clint stole it.
All right. Who was here at the beginning of church to see the graphic that we did? Glory to God.
Can y'all pull it up?
Yeah,
the graphic and pause it at least or something.
Yeah, maybe? I did do it just a graphic without the music too. Yes, so Supernatural Acceleration 2022. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Go ahead. The whole thing was, when did we get?
Probably November.
Yeah, I think it was around November. I started talking to Pastor Chelsea about it. I normally do a lot of praying and things like that in the morning. And one morning I got this, the year of the turnaround, the year of the advancement.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The year of the supernatural acceleration.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's for all of us.
Yes.
Amen. If you accept it and receive it, the year of the supernatural acceleration.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So I just think, I mean, really the Lord's telling us the year of the turnaround. Hallelujah. It's time to turn around. It's time to get things figured out. The year of the advancement. So if it feels like you've been stuck in a rut, glory to God, it is time to advance. It's time to take things up and say, know what? It's time to move forward. And that's what we're going to see this year.
Amen.
So glory to God. Supernatural acceleration.
Supernatural
acceleration.
That means you ain't doing it on your own.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You ain't doing it on your own. Amen. That's what I like about it. I ain't got to figure it out, and I ain't got to do it. That's a supernatural acceleration. That's a power that's beyond me. I said that's a power that's beyond me.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his help. Amen. We'll go ahead and pray and get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, to be able to gather around the word with like believers and to feed our faith. I thank you, Father God, make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer this morning, bringing forth truths from your word this morning that will help not only the individuals, but also, Father God, myself. I thank you, Father God, that our Holy Ghost, we ask you to bring light, illumination, and revelation this morning. And I thank you, Father God, not my will this morning, not what Ricky wants to say, and not Ricky's agenda, but your will, Father God. Everything that you have for this congregation, it will be spoken out this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for it and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you want a title, I told Brother Clint earlier, faith, but I think it's more like, what do you look like after your faith has been tried? Or after your faith has been tested or put under proved. Amen. Amen. So Matthew 4, verse 1, it said, then Jesus led up of who?
Spirit.
Into what?
The wilderness.
To be what?
Tempted by the devil.
So who led Jesus into the wilderness?
Spirit.
What spirit?
Holy Spirit.
Who tempted him?
The devil.
Did God?
No.
But who led him? God?
Yes.
God led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Are you sure?
Yes.
Some of you, I don't think you are because nobody's answering. So who led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted?
Spirit.
Who tempted Jesus?
The devil.
Did God tempt Jesus?
No.
No, he didn't. Does God tempt us?
No.
No, he doesn't. Amen. We need to get that settled. We need to get that settled. Amen. We'll see it here in a second. God doesn't tempt us. Amen. So then Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted. That's a very important word. I'd highlight it, write it now, down, or whatever. To be tempted. Tempted of who? The devil. I'd make sure I understood who he was being tempted by. Tempted. Because any other time, whenever it talks about the disciples, it said that Jesus did this to prove them.
Amen.
Prove. Not tempt. Prove. Or tested. Not tempted. So then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be what? Tempted by the devil. But it's interesting that Jesus was led by God to be tempted by the devil to see where he was at. Just to let you and I know, because you know Jesus put away all his deity and he came here just like a man and woman, right? You understand that, right? That a way that we are able to see him walk through life as a human being, knowing that everything he was tempted of, that since he was able to go through it without sinning, you and I are able to walk through the same deal without sinning. So then therefore it's our choice to either sin or not to sin. Because if Jesus is able to do it as a man, then we, as men and women, are able to do it as well.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Amen. Turn over to James 1, real fast, please. 13. James 1:13. Actually, we ain't done with the other one. Sorry. Yep. We're still at Matthew 4. We're going to have to read fast. All right? and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, I'm still at Matthew 4, sorry. He was afterward and hungered. Did that even sound right? Did I read that right? It didn't sound right in my head, but I'm sure it was right. Anyways. And when the tempter, see that? And when the tempter came to him, amen? He said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But it's interesting that the tempter always came, showed up, whenever he was already hungry, weak, and at almost one of his low points.
Yes, sir.
Right? Amen. And so whenever, do you think that you're always going to be hit whenever you're filled up, whenever you're going at it wide open, you're ready to fight the devil wide open? Or do you think whenever you're just kind of, you know, you're feeling tired, you're feeling a little wore out,
yes,
do you think he's going to show up then?
That's when he'll show up. Yes, sir. Amen.
You got to understand how Satan operates. He's not going to show up when you're ready to whoop him. Anybody with any kind of common sense ain't going to show up to fight somebody that can whoop them whenever they're ready. They're not. They'll show up to fight somebody whenever they're weak. And they think they have. There's a slight chance I might get them this time. That they're real weak today, they'll probably slip. Amen. Okay, let's go over to James 1:13 real fast, please. James 1:13. It says, let no man say when he is what? Tempted. I am tempted of who? Or there you go. There you go. So then we cannot ever say that God tempted me. Or God tempted you.
Amen.
Because now we have a Bible definition. We have the Bible that actually clarifies exactly who the tempter is. And that God does not tempt no one.
Amen.
I mean, we all just saw that, right? Because Matthew 4 just said, who was the tempter?
The devil
made it very clear. It said the tempter, the devil, right? And then here it says, let no man or woman, when he is what?
Tempted.
Say when he is tempted, I am tempted of
God.
Amen. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Amen. Pretty self-explanatory. I like it. All right, let's go over to 1 Corinthians 10:13. We're going to read this out of the Amplified Classic. Please, thank you. For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human what?
Resistance.
You ever heard that saying? Well, God will never give you more than you can bear. That's a lie, just so you know. Beyond human resistance, that's just a cop-out. That's just, you just want to keep sinning, so you're trying to find a way out around it. That way you don't look bad. I'm just going to keep reading this so I don't look at anybody. Because I used to use that for a while. Amen. Moving along. Beyond human resistance, amen. And that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human what?
Experience.
And such as a man can what?
Bear.
Amen. But God is what?
Faithful.
Amen. But God is what?
Faithful.
But God is what?
Faithful.
Amen. Hallelujah. But God is what?
Faithful.
Glory be to God. But God is what?
Faithful.
Hallelujah. But God is what?
Faithful.
But God is what?
Faithful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God is what?
Faithful.
Yes, He is. You need to know that, though. Amen. But God is what?
Faithful.
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 But God is what? Why is he keeping on making us say that? Because you need to understand that.
Amen.
You need to get that on the inside of you. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. I'm telling you. God is faithful. Hallelujah. He is faithful. To his word and to his compassionate nature. Amen. And he can be trusted. Amen. Not to let you be tempted and tried and yeah, beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure, but with the temptation, he will what?
Always.
He will what?
Always.
See, he led Jesus in there, didn't he?
Yes.
Was Jesus, did he already fast for 40 days? Was he hungry?
Yes.
He was already hungry, but did Jesus lead him in there? Or did God lead Jesus in there to be tempted?
Yes.
Interesting, ain't it? Go back, please. Amen. He can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure.
Amen.
And power to endure.
Amen.
But with the temptation, with the temptation, amen. He will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable, and strong and powerful to bear up under it. Huh? Under it what? Yeah. But able to endure it. Amen. And he'll always provide a way of escape. Amen. But he will not allow the tempter to put something on you or to tempt you with something that's over, that's able to just engulf you though. Amen. And he'll always make a way of escape for you. Always. Always make a way of escape for you. God doesn't tempt you. Satan tempts you. But God will provide a way of escape for you. Amen. Did God lead Jesus in the wilderness? He's showing us that, look, Satan's going to tempt you. I'm not going to let him tempt you beyond what you can handle. Beyond what you're able to get through. And you'll always have a way of escape. Amen. I'll always make a way out for you.
Amen.
Just don't give in to it and don't fall yield to it. Don't fall victim. That's the word. Victim to it.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go over to James 1 again, please. This time I'm going to read go to the Passion first, if you don't mind. Please. Okay. Thank you. Y'all all right? We doing all right? Amen. Amen. So, James 1. We'll start at verse 2, please. My fellow what? Believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity. Now somebody needs to write that down. So, my fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, call all your friends and cry about it. See how many people you can get. That way you can have a pity party. That way y'all can all cry together. Because then you might find a way out by crying. Because, you know, misery loves company. And there you go. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience what? Hallelujah. An opportunity. He says an opportunity. I'm talking about an opportunity to experience. He calls it an opportunity. I'm talking about when you want to run everybody off the road. Not lump everybody off the road. Or when you're in the self-checkout line and nobody's checking out nobody and all them registers are open. That time. That's an opportunity time right there. Every time. Because the self-checkout line's down there. But nobody's at the checkout lines checking nobody out. So those are all open. That's an opportunity. That's what I call an opportunity. An invaluable opportunity right there to experience the greatest joy that you can.
Amen.
I like that he calls it an opportunity. So see, you can either choose to or not choose to. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. He's like, look, this is an opportunity. Either you'll have your victory or you'll have your loss. Amen. Next, please. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up what? Hallelujah. Within you to do what?
Endure all things.
A couple things.
All things.
See, if we'll start paying attention to this and take advantage of that opportunity and not get so mad and blow off the handle right off the get-go, then we'll start giving the power, the opportunity to work within us. To work within us, and then we'll start being able to endure all things now. But see, we've been too fast to get mad right off the handle and then start jumping on Facebook talking about how these people did this and look at what they did. All right, well, we'll just keep going. Amen. I know. It's good, hallelujah, but look, it's helping us because have I been perfect? By no means. Did I want to choke some people? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are we honest? Look, can we just be honest? Is that all? Can we just talk for a minute? Look, I got to walk through this like everybody else. Ain't going to lie to you. Look, we're dragging the fifth. We thank God. God gave us an opportunity to buy a fifth wheel. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about it's paid for cash money. Glory be to God. But we had the fifth wheel and about a 20 foot low boy on the back of it, pulling back from Oklahoma, going down the interstate, and this guy decided to put his brakes on right in front of me. Did I want to talk to him on the side of the road? Yes, I did. Did I want to wave him over? Yes, I did. Did I? No, because he just kept going and I couldn't catch him. He didn't have a trailer on his vehicle. So, moral to the story is, I got to walk through this like everybody else does. Amen? So, look. So if I just start paying attention and start letting that power work in me, giving that joy the opportunity to work on the inside of me,
Amen.
Instead of getting mad, then it'll give that power the opportunity to endure all things. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Next, please. And then as your endurance grows, what? Even stronger. It will do what? Hallelujah. Amen. See, as it grows, even stronger. It will release perfection into every part of your being. Until there is what?
Nothing missing and nothing lacking.
Amen. So if there's things missing and lacking, we know what we need to start working on. So if there's things that are missing and lacking in my life, now I know why.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Because I haven't been given joy, the opportunity,
yeah. Yes.
To work in my life, and then the power to endure all things, and then given it as, and then as the endurance grows even stronger, right? Then, not giving that the opportunity to release the perfection into every part of my being.
Amen.
Every part of my being.
Amen.
Until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read it out of the... I don't even know why I'm on that one. Out of the Phillips real fast. Where are we at? Thank you. Son, I forgot where we was at. James 1:2-4. Yep. All right. Here, this is the Phillips. When all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your lives, my brothers, don't amen. Don't resent them as intruders. Amen. I'm gonna read that again for y'all in the back. No, I'm joking. When all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your lives, my brothers, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Realize that they come to test your faith and to produce in you the quality of endurance. Amen. But let the process go on until that endurance is fully developed. And you will find you have become men and women of mature character with the right sort of independence.
Amen.
Amen. I like where it says, but let the process go on until... that endurance is fully developed. The Phillips. But let the process go on. Amen. But let the process go on until that endurance is fully developed, right? Any of y'all ever feel like you've been taking the same test over and over and over and over? Mm-hmm. We ought to start letting that stuff develop then. By letting that process go on, we're not jumping out of the fire too fast. By letting that process go on, we're not calling it quits so fast. By letting the process go on, we're not getting mad right away. By letting the process go on, we're not just flying off the handle the first word out of our mouth. By letting the process go on, we're not just assuming everything whenever something just comes at us. We're not just not assuming everything all of a sudden.
Amen.
Amen. By letting the process go on, we're staying steady. We're staying true, and we're allowing that endurance to stay. Amen. We're allowing our faith to grow. Amen. By letting the process move forward. Amen. To go on. Not getting all all mad about it, because every time, amen, amen, every time we have a test, if we fail it, we get to take it over again. It's just like school, I'm telling you, amen, it is, trust me. So if I'm taking a test in school and I keep failing it, I'm going to find out why I'm failing that test. And I'm going to figure out what I need to study. I'm going to study it, fix the problem. That way I can pass it and move forward. But sometimes as Christians, we keep failing the same test and we're just like, whatever. God, why don't you help me? Here you go. God, why don't you help me? And then the pastor preaches what you need and you're like, God, why don't you help me? I don't want to hear that. My love's fine. God, why don't you? you know what I'm talking about. You know, for the people that didn't show up today, I get, you know. But by letting the process go on, that endurance is fully developed. Amen? So if we're not letting that process go on, is that endurance developing at all? Amen. So if it's not developing, then we're just running around with just half developed. And then now we're trying to use half developed faith. And we're not understanding why this faith thing isn't working. When we're like, God, I thought I had faith. And he's like, well, I'm trying to help you out. And you keep jumping out of all these fires whenever faith is being tested by Satan and things. And you're just wanting to fly off the handle and stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Turn over real fast to Romans 5, please. Romans 5. I'm going to read it out of the Phillips first, and then I'll read it out of the Amplified Classic, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Romans 5, we'll start at verse 1. Since then, it is by faith that we are justified. Let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have confidently entered into this new relationship of grace. And here we take our stand in happy certainty of the glorious things he has for us in the future. Amen. This does not mean, of course, that we have only a hope of future joys. We can be full of joy here and now, even in our trials and troubles.
Amen.
Amen. Take in the right spirits, these very things will give us patient endurance. Amen. This in turn will develop a mature character, and a character of this sort produces a steady hope. Amen. Will you pull up there? There's that one. Therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Through him also we have our access. Say access.
Access.
Amen. Who do we have access through?
Jesus.
Amen. Interest and entrance. Yes, thank you. By faith into this grace, state of God's favor, in which we firmly and safely stand. And let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God.
Amen.
Moreover, let us also be full of joy when? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Now, let us exult and triumph in our troubles. In our troubles?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay, so then if God said that we can exalt and triumph in our troubles, can we?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So then it is actually possible to be happy and not be sad all the time.
Yes.
So it's actually very, very possible, even though things seem like they're like you're going through hell, to have a smile on your face and have joy in your life. Amen. At least a couple of y'all think so. The Bible says so, so I believe it's so. And I believe that it is possible if the Bible says so. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. Triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure, knowing that pressure, amen, knowing that pressure. And that's what gets a lot of people. It's not a word. People. That's the word. Knowing that pressure. And that's what that's what gets a lot of people. It's pressure. Pressure gets people moving. Really does. Amen. And affliction and hardship produce patience and what?
Unswerving endurance.
I looked that word up, unswerving. I was curious. And it means not changing or becoming weaker.
Amen.
It means steady or constant. And then I looked up some adjectives. It means unhesitating. Hallelujah. Unflinching. Unshakable. Unyielding. And immovable.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Unhesitating, that means ready to get after it. Unhesitating.
Yes.
Amen. In the military, if you hesitated, you were dead. At least in the job I was in. We was 11 Bravos. We was the guys that, they called them grunts, door kickers, whatever. We was the guys that, we came in your house and talked to you for a minute. Amen. And if you hesitated in that door, you could get your entire squad killed. Amen, especially if there's a guy inside. So hesitating wasn't an option. And they tell you, look, as soon as you go through that door, it doesn't matter if that first guy gets shot. You need to step over him and keep moving. I'm serious. Because if I stopped and focused on him, not only is he down, I'm down, he's down, he's down, he's down, he's down, he's down. Now we're all dead. So what are we getting done? Nothing. They said, focus on the mission. Get what needs to get done first. Then let's go fix people.
Amen.
Right? So unhesitating. Unhesitating. We need to be unhesitating about the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When Satan says, you're going to die. No, I ain't. I am the healed. I'm going to live as until I decide. It's not your choice, Satan. It's my choice.
Amen.
Amen. Turn over to 1 Peter real fast, please. 1 Peter 1, 7. We got the NLT. Funny story, real fast. All right. So we had to do a mission one night, right? And I told my, I was a squad leader at this time, or a team leader before I became squad leader. And I told my guys, I said, look, it's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, I'm going to body breach this door. Y'all just follow me in, right? And so we're running across this field. Man, I hit this door, fall right on my face. What did they do? Run right over the top of me. No hesitating. Perfect example of not hesitating. Just right over the top of Ricky, and I'm just down there like, ah! Yeah, we win again! Thanks, guys. You're awesome. First Peter 1:7. Sorry, that was off topic. Moving along. Is that the NLT? these trials will show that your faith is what? It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested. What's being tested?
Faith.
Whose faith?
Faith?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. As fire tests and purifies gold.
Amen.
And then what? So what?
So when your faith remains strong, it will bring you
through many what?
Trials.
Through many what?
Trials.
See, the reason some people's faith isn't strong because they keep jumping out of the trials.
Yes.
Every time a trial comes, they quit, they get upset, or give up. Amen. Hallelujah. But we not us, huh?
Amen.
Glory be to God. We're moving forward.
Hallelujah.
I said we're moving forward, ain't we?
Amen.
Blessed be God forevermore. Hallelujah. We're getting better. Amen.
Amen.
It will bring you much praise and glory and honor in the yes, sir. Amen. Do we have the easy read? No? Easy read says, these troubles test your faith and prove that it's pure.
Amen.
Amen? These troubles test your faith. Amen. Who brings the troubles? Who brings, look, we need to know who brings troubles. Who brings them?
Satan
does. What's it doing to your faith? It's testing it. It's proving it. It's testing your faith, right? Amen. These troubles test your faith and prove that it is pure. And such faith is worth more than gold. Gold can be proved by the pure, be proved to be pure by fire, but gold will ruin. Amen. When your faith is proven to be pure, the result will be praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ comes. Amen. Turn over to John real fast, 6, please. John 6. We'll do the King James on this one. Verse 5. We only got a couple. This one and one more. Y'all all right? Able to go to that? When Jesus, excuse me, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto who?
Philip.
Which shall we buy bread that these may eat? Next. And this he said to what?
Test him.
Test approve here in the King James him. For he himself knew what he would do. Right?
Yeah.
Prove is, it also means pure. I'm going to spell it to you. Ain't going to say it. Ain't going to sound right. And then you'll have no idea what I'm saying. So I'm going to spell it. You can write it down. Then you can say it to yourself. And then play like I said it in your head to yourself. Right? You got to say it with an accent, though, to make it sound right. Moving along. It's P-E-I-R-A-D-Z-O. P-E-I-R-A-D-Z-O. I-R-A-D-Z-O. Huh? Parizo. Parizo. See, that's what I was going to say the first time. But I just, you know, wanted to make sure. It means to put to the test. Amen. It also means to test in order to prove, or to test in order to expose the truth about the quality of substance.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. An example of this is how the word, say that again, parizo, was used to describe the purifying fires placed under molten metal. The metal may have looked strong, but only a blazing fire can expose all the hidden defects.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. Once the defects were exposed, they could be scraped off and removed, but without the test of the fire, they would remain undetected.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And then verse, how far down did I read? 6. And he said that to prove them, to test them. Amen. Next, please. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Amen. Next, please. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Then what does he say?
What are they among us?
But what are they among what?
So many.
Amen. They hung around. They've been around Jesus for a while. They've seen the miraculous working quite a bit. Right? So instead of saying, Lord, we trust that you can provide for all these people, they frantically tried to solve this problem themselves. Amen. They started looking at how much money they had, then how much it might cost to even buy the bread, and they kept their eyes looking naturally. Amen. See, their faith got put to the fire, and all the impurities got brought out. And when all the impurities got brought out, their eyes stayed natural to what they could actually do. See, whenever it was, amen, hallelujah. Whenever it was asked of them, faith didn't say a word. But natural said, what are we going to do, Jesus? I don't know. We only got these fish. But yet they've been with Jesus for a while now, seen him do the miraculous. Turn over real fast, Matthew. One more and then we'll quit. Mark 4. Mark 4, verse 35. Mark 4, 35. Says, and the same day when the eve was come, he said unto them, what? Amen. And the same day when the eve was come, he said unto them, who is talking?
Jesus.
Amen. Jesus is, right? He said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side.
Yes.
Next, please. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, Jesus, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. Amen. Next, please. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat to the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awakened him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we what?
Perish.
And he arose and did what?
Rebuked the wind.
Rebuked what?
The wind.
Amen. What did he rebuke?
The wind.
The wind, the storm, right? Amen. And said unto the sea, what?
Peace be still.
And the wind ceased, and there was what?
Great calm.
Who saw this?
The disciples.
Who did? Yeah, the disciples and everybody else, right? All the other little ships with them, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. Next, please. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have what?
No faith.
How is it you have no faith now? Amen. Turn over to Mark 6 now. Mark 6, verse 45. We're going to read this one out of the Passion. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
Mark 6:45. Amen. After everyone had their meal, Jesus instructed his disciples to get into the boat and go where?
Ahead of him
and sail where?
Bethsaida.
To the other side, to where?
Bethsaida.
Amen. So, the first one, is this the second time? This is the second time they were getting in a boat, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You're right. So, I just read the first one a while ago in Mark 4. Amen. So Jesus rebuked the storm, right? Everybody said, we're dying. Jesus, help us. He got up, rebuked the storm. He said, y'all ain't got no faith? Fear not, right?
Yes.
All right, amen. At least we're all agreeing. And this is the second time. Amen. So he dispersed the crowd, said goodbye to his disciples, then slipped away to pray on the mountain. As night fell, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and Jesus was alone on land. The wind was against what?
The disciples.
That's interesting. Seriously, it's interesting. It doesn't just say that the wind is blowing. It doesn't just say that there's a storm. Or anything. It actually says that it's against the disciples. Doesn't it? It's interesting. A lot of times whenever we feel like God's told us to do something that seems impossible. That's, you know, it's stretching our faith. Because God wants to prove us. God wants us to continue to stretch our faith. He doesn't want us to stay stagnant. He doesn't want us to stay in one place. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. At least one of y'all agree. Thank you. Amen. God doesn't want us to stay stagnant. He wants us to continue to grow and to stretch our faith.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And it's interesting whenever God, why do you think, it's like having ideas, right? Or having dreams and things like that, you know. Why stop dreaming? Like as a kid, look at a kid. A kid, they imagine a lot of stuff. Why stop doing that, even if you're not a kid, though? But why stop? Why allow somebody to tell you to stop dreaming and stop having you know, dreams of living in a mansion, dreams of owning houses in ever state? Why? Well, that costs too much. Who said? You know, because if we continue to stay, keep ourselves in a little box, then we'll continue to have to live there in the little box. Amen. What was I talking about? Little box. Amen. Oh, the wind. Yeah. Oh, it's going against the disciples. No, you're good. You're good. That was funny. But so Jesus told him, hey, go across the sea. And as soon as Jesus told him to do something, man, it feels like all hell broke loose against them now. And see, some people would take that as, well, did Jesus actually ask me to do this? Maybe I didn't hear God right. Maybe I didn't hear God right, because all of this shouldn't be going on if I heard God right. Amen. But on the contrary, God told him to go to the other side. Didn't he? Will you pull that up, please? The same verse. Mark 4. Oh, did a computer stop? 6? Yeah, sorry, Mark 6. 48? Yep, there it is. The wind was against what? And Jesus told him to go the other side, though. And it's interesting that Jesus told him to go to the other side. And now all of a sudden, there's man, are we sure that, babe, are you sure God asked us to do this? Are you sure God wants us to move into a bigger house? You sure you heard God right? Because there's no reason why all this should be going on. Maybe we didn't hear it right. Amen. Whenever it's Satan, he doesn't want you to live in anything better. Satan's come to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you to live in the least deal. He wants you to barely get along. He wants you to barely get along with all kind of sickness. Amen. Amen. The wind was against the disciples. And he could see that they were straining. Amen. At the what? Trying to make headway. That's another interesting point, which I'll bring up in a minute. Trying to make headway. When it was almost morning, Jesus came to them walking on the surface of the water, and he started to pass by them. Why was Jesus going to pass them by? Because they should have used their faith, number one. And Jesus told them, look, I already told you we're going to the other side. But it's interesting that Jesus told them, y'all get in the boat and go to the other side. Why did Jesus tell them, get in the boat and go to the other side? Because if you ever read, it says, Jesus says, I only say what I hear my Father say. So obviously God told him, tell them get in the boat and go to the other side. They already seen you operate faith and how to operate faith when there's a storm. I know that there is a storm coming, but they need to learn how to do this and to use their authority. Now let them go. And so now they're out there against a storm. And now they're fighting. Look, it says the wind is against the disciples. Right? Against the disciples. The wind is against the disciples, not the boat. Not just the storms on the ocean. The wind is against the disciples. Satan doesn't like you. He doesn't like mankind, number one, because we're made in the likeness and the image of God. That's why. But it's too bad. Because we know our authority that Jesus gave us. Amen. We know our authority, and we are King's kids. He doesn't have the right unless I give him that right.
Amen.
The wind was against the disciples, and he could see that they were straining at the oars trying to make headway when it was almost morning. So they fought it all night, not using their authority or their faith one time. And so Jesus is walking by them because he's like, look, I showed y'all how to operate in faith. I showed y'all how to use your faith and how to release your faith. I got up, y'all woke me up, and I spoke to the storm and I commanded it to stop the first time. So you know how to use your faith. You know how to operate in authority because I stood up and spoke to it and it had to stop. And so now y'all go to the other side. And that's why Jesus was just going to walk by. And he was going to let them stay there until they learned it.
Amen.
Why do you think we have to go through the same test until we learn it?
Amen.
It's not a free pass. Well, we'll just let them go to the next grade. Because that'll kill us. I said, because that will kill us. We need to learn what the Word has for us and what belongs to us and how to operate in our faith and in the authority that Jesus gave us, that God gave us. Amen. Amen. The wind was against the disciples. See, whenever Jesus tells you to do something, it's going to seem like everything's against you.
Yes.
It doesn't mean it can stop you.
Amen.
Because we got Jesus' example. That's a lot of zzzzes in there. I don't know if you noticed that. We have his example on how to operate, how to release our faith, how to use our faith, and how to operate in authority. Amen. And so we shouldn't be getting bogged down all the time by these little tests and trials of Satan, from Satan.
Yes. Amen.
Him tempting us with little things, throwing up little roadblocks. We shouldn't be falling over them every day. We shouldn't be. Amen. I know we're all growing up. I get it. If we fall down, we fall down. Get back up, move forward.
Amen.
Did I fall down? Yeah, I did. Be all right? Yeah, I'd be all right. Get back up and move forward.
Amen.
I don't have a pity party over where I fell down, though. I don't. I don't have a pity party because I fell down.
Amen.
I said, I don't have a pity party because I fell down. I get right back up. And I say, you know what? I guarantee that won't happen again.
Amen.
That was stupid on my part. That was ignorant, Ricky. I'll actually laugh at myself sometimes or get aggravated at myself. Be like, Ricky, you know better. Ignorant. You know better. I can't believe you let that happen. I can't. It's all right. You'll do better. Holy Ghost, I ask you to forgive me for actually yielding to that. And I ask you to help me from now on. And God, I ask you to forgive me. And I'll do better from this point forward. And I will.
Amen.
Amen. So did you get anything out of that? Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus sent them across because obviously God told them to, right? Because he showed them how to operate their faith the first storm, right?
Yes.
Amen. So he expected them to operate their faith that second time. Amen. But they stayed there for a while till morning fighting that storm. Amen.
Amen.
So if there's a storm you've been fighting for a while, speak to it.
Amen.
Get through it and go to the other side of it. Amen.
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 I said speak to it.
Amen.
Use your authority. Release your faith and get to the other side of it.
Yes.
And say today will be the last day that I deal with you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And who cares? Now look, whenever we was... almost called you Celsi. I don't know why. Look, we're just having fun with words today, apparently. I wasn't feeling that good about last week, right? Just wasn't feeling that good. And so I prayed over myself, actually. And Chelsea's like, "You feeling all right? You need something?" No, I'm good. I am fine. I still got up and I still went to work. Was I feeling good physically? No, I wasn't. I wasn't. But I wasn't going to allow myself to lay in bed and act like I was sick. Amen. Now, I understand if you're sick, if you don't feel well, then you need to go see a doctor. You need to do what you need to be led. I'll say that. You need to be led. All right? Amen. Me personally, I released my faith. I knew I was healed. I knew I was healed. Regardless of what I sounded like, I knew I was healed. And I wasn't going to allow just what I sounded like to tell me if I was healed or not. Amen. So that's what I'm trying to say. Regardless of what it looks like tomorrow, whenever you say today is the last day I'll deal with that, regardless of what it looks like tomorrow, say that's got nothing to do with it. I spoke to that yesterday and it was done, and continue to move forward. And don't allow yourself to get caught up with thoughts of, well, I wonder if it was done. Don't allow Satan to take you back to that. Because once you speak to it, that's it. Consider it done then. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And I thank you, Father God, for your word this morning. I thank you, Father God, we will continue to cultivate it on the inside of us. We will continue to fertilize it with your word and to water it with your word. That way, Father God, we'll continue to grow in it. And I thank you, Father God, for your faith, for the proving of your faith on the inside of us. I thank you, Father God, that we'll just continue to grow by leaps and bounds. By leaps and bounds. And I thank you, Father God, for it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody agreed, said amen. We'll let Brother Clint